All right. So I got 5 o'clock. I'm gonna go ahead and call this meeting to order. Can I have a roll call, please?
Sure can. Josh Short.
Here.
Tiffany Droege. Linda McDonald.
Here.
And Kelly Sullivan.
Here.
Great. All right. Looks like, do we have any public comments?
No public comment.
Okay, let's go to item 4, approval of minutes from January 12th, 2023, attachment 4.1.
So moved.
Thank you, Linda. Do I have a second?
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Kelly. We have a motion and a second. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Absolutely. Josh Short?
Yes.
Tiffany Droege? Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Kelly Sullivan?
Yes.
All right, nice and easy. Illinois State Library Approval Letter, Employee Handbook Updates, Attachment 6.1. I got an email about this. I've already read this.
Nice. Great. Yep. So we've got our official approval. So that's exciting. So that's dated on February the 28th, which is in your packet. And we got some positive accolades that we're aligning with statute, clarifying the wording, and making sure that we have the identity theft policy in there. So that's great. And I will be working on the staff rollout to IHLS employees. So that is my next agenda item, is just to roll that out and inform employees and have some new signed acknowledgement forms from everybody as well. That's all I have on that, unless anybody has any questions.
No, I don't have any. Do you guys have any?
I do not.
Really nice congratulatory letter, you know, congratulating us for a wonderful job. And that's due to Jill a lot. I mean, whole thing.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and move to top workplaces survey 2023.
Yeah. So we participated in this survey in 2022, and we were actually honored with the top workplaces for 2022. So the email went to staff today, actually this morning at 8:30, which is super exciting. And we've already had 26 out of the 93 employees respond. So that is a 28 response ratio in less than 24 hours. So that is fabulous. They will have until the 17th of April to go ahead and respond to the survey. It will keep sending them emails until they actually respond. Once you respond, then you don't get an email anymore. On May 6th, we will be notified if we qualify for the 2023 top workplaces. And that qualification, basically what happens is we are in a segment of nonprofit organizations that have 40 to 200 employees. So that's who we're benchmarked against in the St. Louis Metroplex area. And then we'll have the official announcement on June 1st if we meet that award and we receive that award designation. So hopefully we get as lucky as we did last year in moving forward. But I'm super excited with the amount of responses we've received already. So that's definitely a positive outlook.
Awesome.
Good deal. Very good.
Anybody have any top workplaces questions for me?
No. Mm-mm. All right. Well, let's go to Team Fleck updates.
Yeah. So Team Fleck, we implemented that for the quarter two reviews. So we've done quarter two. Quarter three is up and coming. So as of the 31st, employees will need to be giving us their self-reviews for that. So we've rolled out a new piece of that Team Fleck, which is called recognition, which allows anybody in the company to recognize other employees. It allows managers to recognize their employees. So there's no hierarchical level of recognition. Anybody can recognize anybody for doing a great job. And that automatically then goes into their performance appraisal section. So the manager will see all of those recognitions, which is a great way to, perform, you know, the go ahead and do the performance appraisals and, you know, make sure that you're including all of their contributions, because as a manager, you may not know the contributions between the teams and so forth. You know what's going on within your team, but it's nice to see that outside recognition. So we're pretty excited. So we rolled that out. HR, we did a video presentation. That's what we've been doing as far as training goes for Team Fleck. So both myself and Heather, who's a part of my team, we've both been doing video presentations to show people how to use Team Fleck and what their roles and responsibilities are within Team Fleck. And I think it's going to be a great indicator in accomplishing our operational goals too. So pretty excited about that. That's all I have. Yeah, that's all I have on that. If anybody's got any Team Fleck update questions for me.
No, I'm good. I'm just glad it seems to be working.
Yeah. I think at first everybody was a little hesitant on doing it quarterly. They were like, oh, we have enough problems doing it annually. But I think that it's really improving the communication process, and it makes sure that we are continually having daily conversations with folks on how they're doing and checking in with people. And that's just so very important in any organization.
Good deal.
Very good.
All right. That's it. Do we have any public comment?
No public comment.
Any announcements?
I can make an announcement. We're having staff day on May 4th. Our first staff day since COVID happened. It'll be pretty exciting, and we're focusing it on team building activities. We're really excited to get everybody together. There's a lot of new folks that have come on board that some people have never met, just due to the fact that we're all in different hub locations. So I think that's definitely a positive to look forward to in May.
Awesome. All right. Well, it is 5:08. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you, Linda. I'll second. Thank you, Kelly. All right. Well, you guys have a great night, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
All right. Thank you. Great. Have a good evening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.